That's not an English word.
I think you'll find it is.
No.
Can you guess who's coming to dinner?
Who is the lead singer of the Rolling Stones?
Don't look at me. Someone have a guess, please. Come on. Dive in, as you say.
Dive in.
I think you're an idiot. I'm thinking about you all the time. Every single second of the day I think about you. So why aren't you having dreams about me?
Oh, Kyle, but I do have dreams about you.
I knew it. Everybody does.
Hi, this is Kieran, and I'm joined by Kyle and Maddie D.
Hello. Hello.
And we are doing the third of our special edition After Dinner podcasts. Oh, dear. We usually do a show called Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, but we are, in some ways, on break at the moment. Whoa.
Extended.
Speaking of break, my chair just broke.
Extended hiatus.
Wow.
Yeah, hiatus, that's what we're on.
Extended hiatus, yep. That the man brought down the hammer on our little show.
Yep. And complimented the hell out of us.
Yeah, well, we really can't go into that, really. I mean, sure, the management might not listen to the podcasts, but you never know, that's the issue. I think we advertise it enough.
Yeah.
But if they are, we love the management.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
It's great. FM 103.3 is amazing. Could we sound any more enthused?
No,
it's true. Well, I'm being sincere.
We couldn't do it without them.
That is absolutely true.
We wouldn't be on the air without them.
No, that's true.
But if you haven't heard already, the show's been put on break. Forcefully put on break. And I jokingly said yesterday when I did the show by myself that we're all in Wollongong somewhere, kicking our heels up and enjoying some fun in the sun.
No, it's not a forced break. We're just taking a well-needed holiday.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because our week
we
is
work very, so hard.
Yeah, our week is so strenuous.
2 hours a week.
The preparation. Hey, imagine
if we did it as a job. If we got paid weekly.
I think about that every day.
We got
I'd probably take it a hell of a lot more seriously.
We got
I don't know,
$300 a week or something for doing this show once a week, 2 hours a week. That'd be too easy. Or even 2 hours a day.
Mm.
I'd happily do a Guess Who's Coming to Dinner daily show
for $300 a week.
I'd do anything for $300 a week. To be honest.
Mm, that would be great.
I'd agree.
Well, anything within reason, of course.
Anything?
Anything.
I don't know. Money's pretty tight for me. I probably would do anything.
All right, coming up later. Hookers!
Yes, this is the uncensored version.
Mm.
That's absolutely right. We're sitting back enjoying a few beverages, as we always do when we do an uncensored podcast.
Well, I'm not, because I'm being good.
Well, mind you, we're recording this at 2 in the afternoon, so some people frown their noses at the idea of drinking at 2 in the afternoon. Others relish in it.
Embrace it.
They roll in it.
Yes, like us.
Absolutely. Well, this is a regular thing for, I don't know, me and Kyle. I hate to make us sound like deviants, but
boozers or something.
But, you know, I think 2 o'clock's kind of late for us, really.
Oh, cool.
Start around midday.
What do you reckon would be the earliest we've started? I'm thinking
11 or 12.
I remember going on holiday with you, Carl, and you would have a drink when you got up in the morning.
And we'd be up at 8 o'clock as
well.
Yeah. I'll tell you, the earliest I've ever started drinking was when I went to Queensland, and that would be 6:15 in the morning.
Was that after a big night out and you hadn't fallen asleep yet?
No. That was me waking up and going to my fridge and having my first drink.
Wow.
And then,
coming up later in the show, AA with Kyle. That'd be a great segment. We all go to AA. Well, me and Kyle go to AA and Matty D goes to, I don't know, RA, Romantics Anonymous.
What, so I can instruct the people, help them out?
Of course.
Yeah, how to break all their bad romantic habits.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, you know, Matty D, he wants a bad romance.
I'm caught in a bad
rah, 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 rah.
So we thought, since we can't do the radio show, we'll do regular weekly podcasts instead. Special uncensored, hour-long, roughly, podcast in place.
So you lucky ducks that listen to the podcast can get your weekly dose of us.
Absolutely. And
all five of you.
The only problem is...
at least 10.
Yeah, the only problem is I don't have professional equipment. So it's not going to sound as good as it does on the radio.
We're not professional anyway.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing of our show. But we actually got complimented for being
professional. The last podcast we did got 33 downloads.
Ah, so we have 33 listeners.
Do you download the podcast? Because I do. So that's two.
That's so we have 31 listeners.
Okay. What's funny is that the most popular podcast is the episode with Ravishing Richard.
Well, that was a good episode.
It's got 47.
That was the one.
47 downloads.
Wow,
that's a lot for us, I suppose. But yeah, in the
that was the
rest
falling
of the world,
out
it's
show,
not.
Right? That was when we all, me and Carl, basically nearly held daggers to each other's throat.
Yeah, that was.
It got a bit. I'll admit, it got a little ugly towards
say,
the
I
end there.
I don't actually know how we went from
I don't
one
know.
Point to the other.
Casual banter to basic.
Or semi-murder.
You two were just bagging each other out. Of course you can find this podcast on the Guess Who's Coming to Dinner Facebook page or on iTunes.
Mm.
If you search for After Dinner on iTunes, you can find it there. And if you subscribe, each week you'll automatically get a little Guess Who's Coming to Dinner After Dinner podcast on your iPod. Free of charge. And I think that's a great service.
We should. Sure.
Yeah.
Just if you subscribe, it'll automatically just go pop up and
get
it here.
Yep, but as soon as it becomes available, it'll automatically appear on your iTunes.
Got to get with technology these days, yeah.
Well, it's existed since like 2004, the subscribe technology.
Technology these days.
I know, right? Whatever happened to mail?
Or
letters?
Windows 98, you know?
Do you remember we had a friend that was trying
my
to
grandmother.
Get us back?
My grandmother.
Oh, yes.
Your grandmother, yeah.
My grandmother is so tech illiterate, she still sends me emails about viruses. For like Windows 98. She's like, watch out, Kieran, there's a big virus coming, and what it is, they send an attachment that's a greeting card. For starters, Grandma, who sends internet greeting cards anymore? That's so like 98.
Even when they did do that, who did that? I can't think of anybody who did. I never did. My mum, my dad never did.
But Kieran, Snopes has said that the virus is absolutely true.
Snopes.
No, Grandma, if you look at Snopes, they say, now, the email says that this virus is 100% legit, but as it would turn out, we did not say that. But Kieran, the virus, it comes onto your computer and copies your entire C drive. Grandmother, my C drive is 500 gigabytes big. I challenge anyone to copy a 500 gigabyte C drive and send it across the internet without me noticing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she still feels the need to send them to me.
My mum's similar. She just got a Facebook recently.
Oh,
she's just
she accepted me, which is awesome.
She's Carl's friend.
She's not my friend.
Well,
maybe she doesn't know my name.
You didn't add her.
If you add her, my mum will accept her. She's just like, she'll say something like, it's really cute, actually. She'll be like, Matthew, is anyone talking to me on the Facebook? I'm like, Mum, you're not even on the computer. Well, I'm just checking my Facebook. No one can talk to you.
Maybe she thinks it's all like everyone can see, like,
I love how
simultaneously.
She calls it the
Facebook. Yeah, well, that's what it was traditionally called, so she's right. But yeah, she calls it the Facebook.
The MySpace.
The MySpace.
The Bebo. No. Whatever happened to Bebo?
Fuck Bebo.
That was
I don't think it ever was.
Yes,
I don't think it ever
Bebo.
Happened.
Yeah, fuck Bebo. It was around for like 2 weeks, and then it never.
I had
up
a Bebo
again.
Account.
I never did.
I had like 3 friends on there.
I never had a MySpace account either, though.
I had one.
My first thing was really Facebook. I never. I thought. Social networking was stupid when I was a kid.
You were like,
now look at you,
you
lap it up.
Big.
And then I got pathetic, so I started social networking.
And now look at you, we were talking about it the other day. Earlier today, we were saying how you will just sit down and spend an evening.
It's addictive.
On the Facebook.
Yeah, I know.
I struggle to do it because I sort of run out of things to do. I mean, I'm not going to sit there and post on everyone's, you know, wall.
Yeah.
All 500 people.
Just keep refreshing.
Yeah,
hoping someone says something interesting.
New status. Notification? No. Or friend request?
Oh my god, I got a friend request.
Should we do some wacky news?
Yes, let's do that.
The after dinner wacky news time. And this is, of course, where we play the music. Listen to that music, isn't that fantastic?
That is we can't listen to it. I'll say wacky news!
Wacky
anyway.
News!
Alright. ATM gives out dead mouse. This story was actually sent in by our Guess Who's Coming to Dinner listener, Liz, who
and
was on the show.
She's been on the show.
She was in the travelling episode. You can find that podcast on the Facebook. But still, she sent us this story because we put out the call. Because they said, if you hear of any news stories that should be on the show, send them in and we'll read them out.
Mm. Yeah, so keep sending in stuff.
You know the economy is really going to bloody hell when ATMs start to pay bank customers with dead rodents. Which is exactly what happened to this guy on the right. There's a picture of a guy who kind of looks like Stan Lee, but fatter. An Italian Stan Lee. He got his cash and dead Mickey on the left. Ah, there's got a picture of a mouse, a rotting mouse sticking out of the money slot.
Lovely.
His name is Gollum Hafezi. And he was visiting. What is with these stories and always like having really wacky names? This is just the thing.
Because it's wacky news.
Let's just call him Jeff Smith.
Okay, Greg Hafezi was visiting his daughter in Ersboda, Umea.
United States.
In Newcastle.
In the north of Sweden. He wanted to take out 700 Swedish krona from this ATM loaded inside a Coop Forum, one of the shops of a famous Swedish supermarket chain. I got my 700 krona, that's probably like $2 in Australia, but I never got the receipt. At the same time, I saw a cord was jamming the ATM slot. Yes, you know where this is going. You know where this is goring. But Hafezi didn't at the time. He thought somebody may be trying to do something illegal, so he tried to pull the cord. Then he realized it was a mouse tail. He ran to the supermarket's customer service people and asked for help. They told him that the ATM was not their responsibility, but the guys in charge of the shopping carts offered their help. One of them was finally able to take out the whole mouse. He took out the mouse! The head was intact, but though he was a little bloody. I then got my receipt. I like how my Swedish accent is Dracula.
I got my one dead mouse.
I won the two. What are we on?
Why was he so concerned about the dead mouse?
Freak out if a dead mouse came out of the ATM?
Yeah, I mean, but I'm not going to run and get help.
I'm trying to think of some shit puns to go with this story.
Poor Mickey was the final line in that news story. Thanks, Liz, for that.
Horrible one. But a good story. But a horrible pun.
We'll get back to you on the puns.
Yeah. We're not actually talented enough to come up with some on the spot. But with this story, I'm sure we will.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you could say he didn't get the big cheese. Because big cheese is money.
No, it's not. That was just dumb.
It wasn't dumb. It made sense. Well, what other puns do we have? Nothing. So
okay,
that one's the
okay.
Best.
I guess his money was squeaky clean.
Oh, that one's good.
Not really. A 4-year-old Connecticut boy brought 9 wrapped bags of cannabis to his elementary school for snack time, police said. The boy's teacher at Hanover Elementary School in Meriden said the special needs student pulled out the bags from his coat pocket. Special ed kid going, look what I brought.
Come on, guys.
It's my tickle plants.
After he ate all that, he then proceeded to steal everybody else's lunch later on.
He pulled out the bags from his coat pocket during Tuesday's snack time and announced that he had snacks, local newspaper reported. Mark Benigi, the school superintendent, said the teacher confiscated the drugs quickly and that the other children were not aware of what happened. Our concern is for the 4-year-old student who had no knowledge of what he was bringing to school. Well, of course, he was special needs.
Of course he was a kid. No kid wouldn't even know what that was.
A 4-year-old in elementary school?
Wow, that's a good point.
Wow.
No wonder he's special needs. He's too young. Benigi told the reporters, the student is safe. We will continue to ensure a safe learning environment for all our students. Police said they were investigating the incident, but no arrests were made so far. Investigators identify the child's mother, but not yet have released her name. Well, there you go. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
Just one day at the special needs class, you know, big old,
I brought some cakes to school, miss.
Jimmy comes to school with all these, like, you know, glad bags full of marijuana and goes, food for everybody! Throwing them down, and the kids are like, it makes my face feel tingly.
That's the kid that's going to be the richest out of all the other kids. He's already got a head start.
He just starts selling it.
A drug dealing 4-year-old.
Yeah.
Bullshit, he didn't know anything about it, I say.
The police weren't able to confiscate the drugs for his secret disappearance.
What could he possibly have thought it was? I love chopped up parsley. I like to eat parsley.
Well, you know, it's just green stuff, right? So it's like, what would a kid think anyway?
Mummy eats it all the time.
And meanwhile, his mum is like smoking a sandwich in an LCM bar. She's jamming like an apple into a bong.
Do you have the stuff? And pulls out a lunchbox and goes, oh no!
What did I send Jimmy to school with?
Opens the lunchbox, there's a dead mouse inside.
Oh, he must have been to the ATM. Oh dear, no puns there?
They're just funny. Got into the ATM, actually.
Looks like the kid really got the munchies.
Yeah, oh, that's not bad, not bad. I guess his mother was pretty potty. No, let's move on. Okay, a grandmother has called in the Ghostbusters, claiming she is being haunted by a poltergeist who continually gropes her while she's trying to sleep. Doris Birch, 73, of Herne Bay, England.
Maybe she just wants someone to grope her because she's 73.
Told the newspaper that the creepy ghost started to attack her 4 months ago. It's like an octopus. I'm laying in bed when I felt this creepy pair of hands. I kicked frantically and it went away. I tried sleeping without the divot. The what? The doona. Sorry. As it's called in this kind. The duvet. The divot. The hole in my bed. But it started shaking my mattress. I then threw the mattress off the bed and bought a new one. But it's made no difference. She must be full of money because mattresses are expensive. This is very creepy and it's giving me the jitters. It's harassing me. Scared for her life, Doris consulted the local vicar, who believes the groping is being caused by a lost spirit. So, a lost horny spirit.
What sort of...
Wouldn't it be kind of sweet if it was like her husband that passed or something like that?
Oh,
no,
sweet.
I still think that'd be a bit creepy if he's trying to molest his wife in bed. Like, what sort of spirit, if even a horny spirit, goes for a 73-year-old?
That's what you're going to do when you're a spirit.
Now the Ghostbusters are on the job.
You can't even deny that.
Yeah, I can't say.
Come on, we all know he'd go for the younger girls. I can't arrest him if he's a ghost. Husband and wife ghostbusting team, that's cute, Ray and Beryl Hearn, say they have the power to send the creepy ghost, the creepy groping ghost, away for good. Ray plans to draw the ghost into him while his wife will capture it in a vortex of light and send it to the other side.
Is that serious?
If that doesn't work...
Oh, yeah.
If that doesn't work, Doris has a meeting with the Canterbury City Council's head of housing to discuss her situation and the possibility of moving to another flat.
Why would the council believe that?
Why can't she just deal with the ghost?
Deal
with it?
What, deal with being groped?
She's a 73-year-old woman. I'm sure she'd love the attention.
Ugh, apparently not.
It's either the pool boy or the ghost, you know? She needs something.
Maybe she doesn't have a pool, so she has the ghost.
I'm just thinking, like, this will be the fifth Paranormal Activity movie. This will be the fifth one.
And then it rubbed my boobies.
Just an old grandma in bed going, oh, this reminds me of Frankie. Oh, wait, go. Frankie's been dead for years. Oh, get the Ghostbusters, Ray and Beryl.
Ray and Beryl here. We brought snacks.
I like how Ray plans to draw the ghost into him. He, like, bends over and, like, I don't know, goatsies towards the ghostie. Now the vortex of light, honey!
Vortex.
What is it? Does Beryl come in with a torch and just...
Sounds like something, you would have seen this, Kieran, the poltergeist.
Yeah, I love
the
poltergeist.
Sounds like the poltergeist. How it starts off as kind of a good movie and then just gets into a, like, what the fuck.
Doesn't a girl get sucked into a TV?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had, like, a parody of it on Family Guy or something.
They don't need a parody of it. It parodies itself.
Yeah, really. I love the bit when he rips his face off. Like, the guy's, like, washing his face in the mirror, and he, like...
And his face turns to, like, strawberry cake and just falls
down
the sink.
Yeah, exactly. And he rips it off, and they have that great parody of it in Casper, when he rips off his face, and underneath is Mel Gibson, and then Rodney Dangerfield. They gave me a facelift, and it was the same one underneath.
Maybe it's Rodney. That's the spirit of Rodney.
You'll just hear, in the distance, they hear... Can't get no respect.
It's like, ooh, you're dirty. You need a clean.
Make sure you're nice and clean. Have we lost everybody? We've been so obscure, people just like...
Did we have anyone?
Fast forwarding to...
Well, we had at least 47 people.
Once. With Ravishing Richard. I think, to be honest, Ravishing Richard brought in those numbers. Maybe he just downloaded it 100 times. Hi, Ravishing Richard.
Hi.
If you're listening.
Hey, I'm still calling him.
His name's Ravishing Richard.
I'm calling him Ben.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Why would you give him a name that's not his?
His name is Richard.
Your name is Richard! Whoosh!
Right.
All right, that was news.
Wacky news.
What a great bunch of stories they were.
Yeah,
I'm still trying to think of a mouse pun.
I don't know. It says something about the economy, doesn't it? This is great.
That was Mickey's last transaction.
Leave the Mickey puns alone. They sucked in the story.
I think they'd suck in anything, really, because I can't think of anything. It's the best I can do right now.
Feel free to send in your mouse puns to Guess Who's Coming to Dinner on Facebook.
Send in some mouse puns.
Or note. Or don't. Oh my god, I'm falling to pieces. Yeah.
Or note.
God, here we go.
I'm falling to pieces. Sorry, he says as he picks up his bottle.
This it's already is what starting. Happens when you drink, Kieran.
Oh god, it's already starting.
Do you want to move straight on to Love Tips with Manny D, sure, or do you want to reflect on the molesting ghost for another 10 minutes?
It can sort of ease up into one big ball of
love tips, molesting ghosts.
Love Tips with Manny D. You what trying to romance that what? Spectre from the other side?
Well, the next question is going to be from Lost Spirit. I'm trying to get with this chick in an apartment. 73.
But she keeps kicking me away and throwing away the mattress.
She bought a new mattress. Does that mean she wants our relationship to be sacred? Yeah. She's trying to get another couple involved with it as well.
The man keeps bending over and goes, "Go into the light! Go into where the light don't shine!"
I really want to be with her, but I had no idea she was this kinky. What should I do, Matty D?
Wow.
That's the type of questions I get, though. She throws away the mattress. Does that mean she likes me? Yes or no?
Alrighty, does this mean we're going straight into Love Tips with Matty
D? Thing. Well, we are straight from molesting, like, from a ghost to me molesting the viewers, so... Which is Love Tips.
What?
Alright. We went straight from molesting a ghost to you molesting the viewers.
Auditory, yes.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Don't forget you can ask Matty D any question you like on the Facebook site.
This is feel free to say no to his advances as well.
This is what happens when...
No one asked you any questions, unsurprisingly.
Yeah, fair enough.
I have some very interesting questions to ask you, though. We were just saying. You want me to get straight into it?
Yeah, sure.
I was in a relationship last fall, you can tell this is from America, and the sex was terrible. She just lay there and did nothing. And the second and last time we had sex, I wanted to get it over with. So after a respectable amount of time, I increased the pace and threw some appropriate facial expressions and moans and pretended to come. I rolled off, removed the condom, threw it in the garbage, and slipped into cuddle mode. I've told some friends this story, and they think it's funny, though a bit sad. Have you ever heard of a man faking it? I know I can't be the first guy to try this.
That's from CD in Fort Bragg.
Wow. Yeah. I have not heard of this, actually.
Guys faking it.
No, I thought it would be pretty hard to fake it, to be honest.
Girls do it all the time,
sure. It's very easy for a girl to do it.
Yeah, I suppose girls can get away with it because, you know, an obvious reason. I like how we just, like, destroy the evidence. Don't check it for semen.
Just throw the condom in the bin right away.
Just, well, that's it.
Well, see you later.
No.
Activating cuddle mode. Cuddle mode.
So what is she starfishing it, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Sounds like she's a corpse by the sounds of this.
So, what's your advice there, Matty D? I think there's a few things that you could give tips on.
What's my advice? Because I didn't actually hear a clear question, but I'm going to take it.
Have you ever heard of guys faking it?
Well, no, I haven't, but now I have. I think if you're in a relationship, you should be honest with the person.
How do you reckon they should spice it up?
They should talk to each other first and sort of see where it's going wrong, where it's going right, and sort of try new things. That would be my advice. I think with the sexual relationship, honesty is the best thing.
It doesn't sound like this is the type of girl to not only respond in the bedroom, but respond to anything at all.
Well, you can't make that assumption.
True. They didn't really go into detail.
And if she doesn't really respond, then he leaves her, and that just
he's already left her, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. He left her because of that. She was cold fishing him, as they call it.
I think if you cared about the person and the relationship was more than just a sexual relationship, which that sounds like it's just a sexual relationship, but you should be honest and you should talk to the person. That's what I think.
Well, that is actually really reasonable advice to something really ridiculous, such as men putting on the O face for no reason. Can you imagine, like, you know how exaggerated, like, fake female orgasms are? With, like, oh yes, I'll have what she's having, sort of deal. Can you imagine an exaggerated guy orgasm?
He started pulling some really weird faces.
He'd be like, his face would be like the scream, but with its eyes shut, and he'd be going like, oh, can't get no respect.
If he couldn't come, then how does he maintain,
what is the point? She's obviously not enjoying it.
Yeah. How does he maintain the erection for that whole time? Unless he, like, comes... Mm-hmm. That's what I don't understand.
Well, what do you do in your experience, Matthew D?
You know, I fake it all the time.
I faked every orgasm.
I fake every orgasm. I've never came.
Okay, moving right along. What was this about not molesting the audience?
My hand can never know the difference.
I've been with my boyfriend for 8 months.
Oh, that's nice.
The relationship is wonderful and the sex is awesome! Nice change there.
Good.
The other night we engaged in anal sex, which we have never done before. But this time I had a total emotional breakdown. My orgasm was accompanied by a crying episode so intense that it took us both by surprise. Everything was great and I didn't experience pain, but the tears came in buckets. Can you tell me if this is a normal reaction or why it happened?
That's from TG in Memphis.
Oh, TG. Hey, TG. What was
Tom name? Griffiths.
Tom Griffiths.
Sorry, Tom. He's stumped. We've stumped the love guru, Matty D.
I'm trying to word this.
Yeah, they can't dive into this one.
I'm trying to word this.
Dive into that anal sex.
Not really experienced with anal sex, but I hear
sex in general.
It's pretty an intense sort of experience the first time. So I would say no. I would say that's not a problem.
But she said she didn't experience pain.
I know, but maybe that... I don't know.
Is it normal to start crying after sodomy?
Well, I don't think it's not sodomy.
It's not sodomy if you enjoy it.
Yeah. I don't know. She said
she had a wonderful time. Yeah. It was great sex.
Maybe it was so good that she cried.
There were tears of joy.
Hey, maybe. Tears of joy.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe she was just taken in the emotional.
The tears came in buckets.
It was so emotional. It's so romantic how you're putting it in the place where poo comes from.
Hey, don't bag out anal, okay?
What? Okay.
So romantic. So do you kiss her after that, or...
Yeah, ladies, don't bag out anal.
Oh my god, this show is going downhill fast.
Yeah,
we're already in the butt stuff.
Here's a situation described to me by a friend, and we'd like your opinion, Matty D. That's nice.
Oh,
nice.
Does it actually say that then?
No. A married man whose wife is out of town visits a bar with friends. He strikes up a conversation with an attractive woman. She is married and her husband is away as well. They decide to have a nightcap at her place. Although the conversation is somewhat sexual, there's no physical contact. As the evening is winding down, the woman tells the man that she plans to masturbate after he leaves. I don't know why you'd say that. And that she assumes he will do the same when he arrives at home. She suggests they masturbate together. They disrobe and masturbate within sight of each other, but they never touch beyond a chaste kiss as he gathers his clothes to leave. Is this considered cheating?
Haven't we had this question before?
No, I was talking... I read this a couple of weeks ago and I told you about it.
Oh, we haven't had this question.
Right, okay.
I'm just not getting over the way this question's worded. Like, it's like in like...
It sounds like...
Victorian sort of...
I love that he uses the word chaste.
Yeah, chaste kiss, disrobed.
That's from EA in Texas.
A nightcap. They took a nightcap.
They went on a wagon ride.
And then they sat down and they...
To the gentleman's
and
club.
And they fondled their junk.
Yeah. with any relationship, it's like, you know, it depends what the relationship is like. So some people would be... Like, we know people that that are in a relationship and they don't care if their partners make out with other people.
Wow. Do we?
Really? Both you people...
Do we?
Yeah, I'll tell you who it is afterwards.
Oh, but of course.
Their relationship, you know, is like just that open. But with this, I don't think I couldn't imagine anyone being okay with that, because masturbation is sexual, I think, and you know, I wouldn't call it cheating, but I would definitely call it inappropriate.
Absolutely.
Borderline cheating.
Mm. I was talking to this.
It's almost like
me and Kyle were discussing it the other day. Sorry, Daniel.
While we were masturbating together.
Yeah, when we were doing it.
That's okay, because you guys are a couple.
Yeah, when me and Kyle were discussing this the other day, we sort of came to the conclusion that any sexual interaction you have with another person, physical or non-physical, is still technically cheating because it's a sexual interaction with another person.
Yeah, okay,
even sexting. Right. Like, if you were sexting someone over Facebook, or
I'd still call that cheating.
Or
maybe.
You know.
What do you think about flirting?
Well, sometimes you can't even tell if someone's being flirty or just being nice, you know? Like,
you can't.
Yeah, you're bad pick up the thing.
Shut up.
But, you know, like, some people would say, like, flirting on, you know,
Facebook.
Flirting is pushing it, but like going to the point where you're like sex talking, on Facebook or via text message, sexting so is. I think that's cheating.
You can be nice and flirty.
So
though,
when like, I think of sexting, though, when I think of sexting, I'm thinking of people saying, "I'm doing this to myself," and you know, sort of.
What are you doing to yourself, maybe?
Like imagining a sexual sort of activity through messaging, but is sexting just anything talking about sex at all?
Not like a discussion. Sexting is literally like cyber sex, but via text.
Okay.
So saying, I'm touching my big, my giant clitoris right now. It's actually in the dictionary now.
Of course it is. It's been used. But yeah, that would be cheating. What this girl did was pretty inappropriate, I think. And it almost seems like she, with getting back to the question, she's not happy with her relationship or her marriage. She's married, yeah? She's married, yeah.
Yeah, they both are.
Because it almost sounds like I'm masturbating to you. You should masturbate to me. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
So it sort of borderlines on cheating.
Yeah. I reckon it's a, you know, short step away from full-on cheating.
Mm-hmm.
You know? There's only so much you can push it. Anyway.
What sort of question is that, though? To say, I'm going... someone's leaving and then... I'm...
sorry, I just have to rush home to masturbate.
Would you like to get a nightcap?
No, no.
Well, I'm
the
going to masturbate
thing.
After you leave. I suggest you do the same when you get home.
No, don't flatter yourself, sweetheart.
I masturbated before I got here.
Five times.
I finished when we were sitting down chatting. Twice. Oh, dear. So, that's your advice?
Yeah.
It's cheating?
I said it's inappropriate.
Definitely.
Borderline cheat.
It is cheating. It is cheating, I'd say. I mean, I'm not the love guru, but I'd definitely say it is cheating.
Yeah. Getting there. Okay.
I'd put that under cheating.
There you go. So, love tips with Matty D. Don't forget, you can ask him any questions you like. Don't feel shy, just because we're not on the air doesn't mean you still can't ask questions.
And we'll answer them next week.
And you know how much I love questions.
Or challenges. Matty D loves challenges.
I love challenges too. I love interaction with people.
This is the only
interaction I get.
Yeah. Did you realise that you said that it's almost like you're masturbating to me when you're talking about Matty D's love tips? I'm looking at Matt.
Oh, okay.
I was speaking on... in the term of the person.
You were speaking on behalf of the touchy...
I didn't realize accused. I didn't realize I said
duo? That.
See, with my love questions, I put myself in the
situation.
In the situation. That's best.
Mutual masturbation and tears and anal sex. How could you not?
Yeah.
You've got to be in that mindset to fully understand the question. I know, it's hard.
Yeah. Well, that's how you approach lifestyles, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I fully understand the question.
Which leads us perfectly into it, I'd say.
It's Lifestyles with Kyle.
Yep. Any burning question that you have for Kyle, you can send in on the Facebook page, and I don't know how many times I can say it, because I'm sick of saying it, and it's a podcast, so it's not like we're live, so I only really need to say the name of the Facebook page once. You know, this is something I really enjoy about doing the podcast, is I don't have to say... FM 103.3 2GCR,
yeah,
the voice of Goulburn.
Voice of Goulburn.
Like
a
100
to put
times.
In, like annoying ads and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Live up to any community standards.
No. You can say fuck. You get away with it. You can talk about anal sex.
Crying and mutual masturbation.
Yeah. Well, what was the first question you had? I've forgotten already. It was about.
That's in the past.
Yeah, it's in the past.
No, I've lost it.
It was something about. Anyway, moving right along. Lifestyles with Kyle. Are you ready for some questions?
Mm-hmm.
How can I make some money? I'm a 13-year-old boy, wow, and I need $150. Not going to ask my parents, just to let everyone know. Doesn't matter what I have to do. Wow, that's very open, isn't it?
I'm just going to set some limits here and say I'm not going to talk about anal sex or masturbation in this segment.
That was my segment.
Definitely not. Oh, I don't know. Go around and mow your neighbor's lawns or something.
The woman was really unresponsive. Any fate coming? That was the first question.
Yeah, that was it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. 13-year-old boy, just go around, mow your neighbor's lawns, try and do some odd jobs for people. I don't know. That's about it. I'm not going to take this down a sexual path.
But
I know you want to.
But, however...
If he wanted to make some money really fast, how would he go about doing it?
Go
There's a certain man who lives in...
Go to your parish church and...
Kyle has sort of like
There's
this,
a certain man who lives in... What
this
was
crime rink.
The
Hornsby.
Hornsby. There's a certain man who lives in Hornsby by the name of Mr. Leonard, who would quite happily
give you maybe even $200. You know, you can barter with this guy.
He's an author, after all. He can give you lots and lots of money with the sales of his books.
They're about all sorts of things.
Or two of them.
Alrighty, so what's
just
your advice?
Do some odd jobs for some people that you know. If you don't want to ask your parents.
How do you make money when you're not working? I don't!
That's it. That's precisely it. I don't if I'm not working.
Should I get... This is kind of a boring question. Should I get a manual or automatic license?
Automatic.
I don't live in the States. He lives in Australia, clearly. I don't live in the States, and so there's a manual and automatic license. What are the pros and cons of a manual and automatic vehicle?
Automatic, you don't have to do as much.
Exactly, it's safer too.
Yeah.
Because you can concentrate
on... The only pro of being able to... If you have a manual license, the only pro is that you can drive a manual car. And if you own an automatic car anyway, so what's the point of having that license? Go for automatic.
Exactly. Well, you can't... If you take up a job... Yeah. If you take up a job that requires a manual license, if you have an automatic license, you can't drive the manual car. But if you have a manual license, you're licensed to get... You know, you can drive an automatic and a manual.
Well, as the years are progressing, we're slowly sort of phasing out the whole manual thing.
Oh, if I had my way, I would completely phase out manual cars. Just make them all automatics.
They're just redundant.
It's just stupid. Well, you have more control over a manual car, they say. But it's not as safe. I think it's safer to have an automatic car.
Oh, yeah.
But manuals go faster because, you know, you have more control over the gearbox.
So, yeah, that's my answer. Go for a manual car.
Yep. Alright, here we go. Here's a proper question. I don't have a big family, so when great things pop up, we all celebrate. Like when Grandpa gets wood after 10 years.
Grandma gets felt up by a ghost.
Yeah. Reminds me of Frankie. I'm sure that it is normal with everybody else. I'll give you a little background on my family. Oh, please do. In January 2011, me and my sibling got into an argument, which lasted until November 2011. Me and her are getting along, but I'm even living with her at the moment. My mum moved, my brother has his own life, kid, and soon-to-be wife, I guess, and we are still close. I finished high school a couple of days ago, so I think that is a great accomplishment for me.
It is a good accomplishment.
Yeah, it's alright, go on.
My sister, we'll get back to that. My sister was planning a celebration for me. I told my brother to take a day off so he could come and celebrate, because I always cancel things to babysit or just to hang out with him. What, she babysits her brother? But he said he couldn't.
Okay.
I am upset with this, and it's getting me depressed. My own family members don't want to celebrate with me. He sounded shocked when I said I was mad. And another thing that is upsetting me, he always gets the day off when he asks for one, especially if his girlfriend asks him to stay at home. Am I being too emotional, or do I have the right to be a little upset?
Firstly, I don't even think you have the right to celebrate with your huge family, because you just finished high school. What's the big issue?
Well, it is a big issue, Carl.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
He finished high school. He's probably already had... She, it's a girl, is it?
Yeah. Okay. Guys don't get emotional about stuff like this. Look, I was telling Matt earlier today that I skipped out of school when I finished. Like, when I finished high school, I was like skipping down the street going, la 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 la.
Not a lot of people finish high school. It is an accomplishment.
There's a person who lives in this house who hasn't finished high school.
Yeah, well, the guy has a full-time job and a full-time and family, wife and a daughter or something as well, doesn't he? So he's got, not only on top of his job, he has family commitments, and you're asking him to take a day off when, by the sounds of it, he's already taken enough days off. So I think it's perfectly understandable that he can't get this one specific day off, so you should.
And clearly he doesn't give a shit that you finish high school, because that's something that, like, 80% of people do.
Yeah, and
they finish high school.
If you're the sort of person who holds grudges for 8 months... with a minor argument with a sibling and don't talk to them from January till November, no wonder your older sibling doesn't want anything to do with you. That's my advice, Layla.
Yeah, maybe he's asking if it has something to do with the fight, then he's doing it out of spite.
Yeah, what was the question?
The question was, is she being too emotional about the fact that her brother doesn't give a shit that she's done something that a million other people have done before?
Yes.
Something that's
you legally
have to do. You legally have to finish high school. No, you don't have to go to university. You don't have to go to TAFE.
You legally have to finish year 10 at high school.
Exactly. She might have finished year 10 for all we know. She didn't specify.
She said finished high school.
True.
That's
I was assuming year 12.
Yeah.
Now that Kieran mentions it, I guess it could have been year 10.
But I think that's something that you shouldn't belittle.
Well,
it's still not a... It's an accomplishment, no question, but it's not a massive accomplishment considering they're forced to go to at least now year 11.
Yeah.
And yes, I think she is being too emotional about this whole brother thing. Because she just said that she never spoke to her... She didn't speak to her sibling for 9 months or so.
Who does that?
Purely over a minor argument.
Like, she never said what it was. She probably, like... I don't know, she probably, like...
Someone left the iron on or something at home.
No, she probably, pierced her own ear or something, and then she wanted the whole family to... She wanted the extended family to come around and celebrate the fact that she put a bit of metal through her ear and, you know, did it without dying.
I think she sounds a bit needy, personally. She's just like, whine, me, why don't they talk to me? It's all about, sorry, love, but you're going to have to try harder than that.
That was a cold-hearted answer.
It's not cold-hearted, it's sensible.
Yeah.
Why am...
That's not me being cruel, that's just me... That's
he's not even being mean about it, he's just being completely sensible. And I think that's something that the girl should do. She should just be sensible.
Yeah.
Instead of...
Like I said, the whole January to November thing over a minor disagreement, not talking.
That is a long time, that is nearly 12 months.
Tell me that's sensible, Matt.
No, that's not sensible.
And after that, she finishes high school and she expects her family to go out of their way for her? I don't think so. You're going to have to try harder.
So did your family not say anything when you finished high school?
Oh, hell no. I had a great celebration.
I didn't even celebrate. I didn't think it meant that much.
And if they didn't, would you have been pissed?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so now it's different now that you've done it. My family didn't even celebrate when I finished university. When I graduated, they came down and they said, you know, congratulations. But that was it.
I didn't have a huge
They attended the graduation ceremony.
My main celebration for finishing high school was, the end of year formal, which my parents attended, and the after party, which I remember very little of.
Mm.
And that was basically the extent of my...
Matty D was jumping to say something.
Hold a sec. I've got a phone call. Actually, no phone calls.
Oh, okay.
No phone calls.
You could have answered it. I wouldn't have minded. You could have put them on speakerphone. It could have jazzed up the show a little.
Yeah, we could have had someone... tell them to call back.
What
do I care?
Okay, whatever.
That would have been my mum on speakerphone.
Oh.
Oh, that's not fun. It's... Oh,
my mum would have been great on the show.
Yeah. Well, she's on Facebook, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's a fan of the show.
She's
sure.
a fan of the show.
Yeah, she is.
She's really? My mum. Really? My mum's a fan of the show.
No, your mum writes in questions.
I think it's scary that our parents listen. Really, some of the stuff we talk about, some of the things, like personal stories
we tell. I
don't mind
if they listen to the show, but the uncensored podcast.
You know, my mum doesn't even know what a podcast is.
Yesterday was the, when you were on the show by yourself, I think that was the first time that my parents actually listened to the show live, even though they've had the opportunity to for the last 5 weeks. They turned it up, as soon as you started playing the Pink Floyd thing, but my dad grabbed it and went, volume.
Oh,
right,
is your dad a fan?
Whole house, yeah. And then he said,
it was a great track. I'm so glad
I
played it.
What I found funny was, my mum goes, "Do you even know Pink Floyd?" And he says, "Yeah, I know Pink Floyd. Another Brick in the Wall." And she goes, "There's more to Pink Floyd than Brick in the Wall." And he goes, "Yeah, I know, but I'm listening."
That's a good track, though, Echoes. I played Echoes. Yeah, yesterday I should fill people in who didn't hear, but I just went into the station, pretended to be somebody else, and then played 2 half-hour tracks. Like Echoes by Pink Floyd, which goes for half an hour, and then 2112 by Rush.
I thought it wasn't you, Kieran. I thought it was
I can say it was. No, it was clearly me. Come on, no one thought
Kieran
it was me.
Using a lighter voice.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I wasn't even trying to put on a voice.
That's like trying to say.
I was doing my ABC FM radio.
I use a very distinct voice. I mean, Patricia is a very distinct voice.
All I did was like go.
Or my half brother Kyle McStarlight.
All I did was just speak. Slightly softly, like
your half brother who has the same first name as you, but a different second name.
By a couple of letters.
Come on, McSteamy, McStarlight.
I was going to say something. Maybe
I was reading the rules for the radio station. Like ever since we got the hammer brought down on us for breaking them,
we didn't really get the hammer.
I read the rules, and I'm going to read some of the rules, and we can discuss.
We can discuss
whether
how
or
many
not
of them we broke.
Yeah.
We can discuss whether or not.
Yes.
We you feel. That we broke them. Okay, it's going to be...
We can reminisce about us breaking the rules. I've known I've broken them.
Okay, now, we should probably step carefully here, because if any presenters from the radio station happen to be listening right now, this is all a joke. This is just characters. A disclaimer for everyone listening, we aren't actually like this in real life. We are characters. These are roles that we put on. So if you take anything that we say seriously, you're an idiot.
Exactly.
Because it's all scripted out. And, listen.
Every single thing we
say. This is my script. It's all scripted out. We make up characters. We're actors. What do you expect? Okay, and now we're going to read out some rules from the radio stations, and I think we'll do a little reflection on how you think we went.
Alrighty.
Alright.
No program shall contain obscene or explicit language contents which may offend anyone in the community.
Our whole show is offending people.
Yeah, that's basically the point of
the
it.
The Lifestyles with Carl segment is offending people.
And not to mention the horoscopes. That's specifically written just to infuriate people, so I get hate mail.
And also our black sort of humour.
Oh boy.
References to race, religion, nationality, disability, ethnic backgrounds, politics, age, or sexual preference.
I think we covered all of those apart from politics.
That just described our show.
Just in the last two segments,
we
covered all of those.
Do you remember our first time when we accidentally played a clip about
black guy eating the watermelon?
We'll come back to that. Surnames of anyone in the community are not permitted unless written consent is filled.
Oh, I'm the worst at that one. Oopsies.
If in doubt, this is in capital letters, if in doubt, leave it out. Now, yeah, go back to the black guy who was growing it. Why can't a nigga eat watermelon?
Matt and I dive to cover our microphones. The colour leaves
remember
our
the
face.
Look, I just remember the look on Carl's face, because I looked over at Carl, and Carl's just like, his eyes are falling out of his head. He's just like, oh my god, what do we do?
On-air competitions... On-air competitions and giveaways must be approved by the Board of Management.
Is anything we do approved?
Have we been approved?
Programming must include at least 30% Australian content. Well, I suppose we talking are Australian, so that's 80%.
We do that, you know.
Our news is all foreign.
Our music is all foreign. Most of the time, unless we play some
Americans.
Ice House or something.
I think the three of us are the most Australian part of the show.
Even though we're not really Australian when you talk about real Aussies.
Real Aussie blokes. Nah.
Thank prior presenter at the beginning of your program.
What?
Announce the next show at the end of your program.
Do you even know what the show follows us?
No. Oh, it's Hooroo from the Homebrew Crew. It's Last Drinks. That's a stupid show.
I like that.
I can say this because it's my podcast. It's a stupid show. That show sucks. It sucks mega balls.
I always love when we did the Midnight Express coming in and listen to the end of the Homebrew Crew.
Oh my god.
Just to...
And that's Hooroo.
You must give time calls, as in say what time it is, 3 times an hour. As well as at the beginning and end of a program.
Does that count saying, calling 8:30 the raunchy hour?
That's about the only time call we make, apart from like saying, oh, we're buzzing through this show, look at the time already, but we never actually say what time it is.
Because, that's because I'm always aware that we're recording a podcast, so if you say what time it is in a podcast, it's just more effort.
Please tell me one of the rules is you must make constant reference to the calendar cats.
No, that'd be us actually following a rule, which I don't think we've done yet. If you're unable to do your program, you must notify the program manager with your replacement. I think we've skipped down on several shows without telling anybody. Take your job seriously. Don't let the station down. Be reliable.
Don't let you station down.
Shorten phrases. Yeah, don't let you station down. Shorten phrases when possible. Example. Came under discussion should be discussed. Don't waste words. I think we waste words. That's called our show.
Yeah, our show is a bunch of ramblings.
Yep, ramble, ramble, ramble. Kind of like what you're listening to right now.
Avoid dead air, the cardinal sin when broadcasting.
Oh, me and Carl.
We just edit that out.
I'm sorry about that. Never apologise on air. Most people won't realise when you've made a mistake. Only you.
We apologise all the time.
We usually apologise for the show they're hearing.
Yeah, it's like...
No visitors / guests allowed in the building without prior approval from the Board of Management.
You're looking at two.
Well, technically, I guess we have... we'll leave that one.
Strictly no food... Strictly is in capital letters. Strictly no food, drinks, or smoking allowed in the studio.
Kyle.
Any person...
Oh, I didn't!
Any person who is intoxicated will have their program suspended immediately.
As in right now?
Avoid background noise when possible, e.g. rustling papers, jewellery, etc.
People shouting out and distracting each other when they're on air.
Do respect fellow presenters and be courteous to them at all times.
Oh, come on, we've got no respect for each other.
Yeah, we don't respect each other. How can we respect the other presenters?
Do be informative, confident, and enthusiastic. But most of all, be professional at all times.
Oh, my God.
There's 10 pages of rules
here.
That's
like our cardinal sin, being professional.
Treat the microphone as being on air at all times. Arrive at the station at least 20 minutes prior to your program.
Oh, we do that.
I haven't done that.
Yeah, you've run in, like, as we switch
so
mics.
So have you,
on.
Though. You've been pretty late.
Do like always do always attempt to improve your program.
Oh, well, we do that. We do that.
Do tape yourself and be self-critical. Well, we actually do that, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we be critical of each other.
Mm. Always pre-read the weather prior to reading on air.
Yeah, we do.
Well, you know, Patricia, I know, goes at home and
be gentle with equipment. Yeah. Always back announce your music. If in doubt, lead it out. If you're unsure of word pronunciation, use an alternate word. Do
like,
not.
Like pronunciation.
Here we go. Do not be self-indulgent. Oh, yeah. Followed by, do not make uninformed comments. Do not make slanderous or defamatory remarks, as legal action may be made against you.
Oh.
Do not make negative comments. Do not make negative comments in relation to fellow presenters or management of your station.
Oops.
Be proud of it.
Uh-oh.
We are proud of our management in our station.
Yeah, well, but for the next 2 weeks, they're still not our management, man.
Oh, that's right.
But we are proud to be part of it, so thank you, guys.
And don't forget, that was all a joke. We, of course, have followed those rules all the time.
Yeah. We're just joking around.
99% of the time, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely true.
Yep.
Shifty, nervous look at everybody else.
Cheers, guys, to a great podcast.
We always stay professional. Mm.
Like how you said cheers, and then we all went to drink instead of cheersing. Yep, of course.
No one can see us cheers. They just hear the clang.
Oh, I love that. I still love that bit in one of the podcasts where we go, imagine if we gave up drinking. Pause. Ah, ding!
And if you... Can you access that podcast?
Huh?
Can you access that podcast?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't think you can anymore.
Will they be able to...
That was a Guess Who's Coming to Dinner podcast, wasn't it?
No, it's one of these ones.
It's one of these ones.
But I only put up one bonus podcast at a time, because it's not a bonus
if they're all there. Is there a way that maybe people can access them later?
Later?
What, so people can only listen to the uncensored ones as they come out,
and
the other ones are deleted?
Because they're usually the biggest.
Oh.
They're usually the longest, the biggest, the hardest, the veiniest.
God.
Anyway, this is not important. This isn't important stuff we're talking about here.
Yeah,
but anyway, there's only... I'm going to put these up regularly as I would a regular show. The bonus episodes are usually... There's only one up at a time, because otherwise they'd just be regular episodes, not bonuses. And...
Yeah, well...
And I only have a certain amount of bandwidth.
Ah.
If I go over the limit, I have to start paying for it.
And fuck that.
Because, you know, when people download it, I have an account... And then it says how much bandwidth I use a month. I push it every month. It always gets right up to the end. I'm like, oh god, if it gets any higher, I'm going to be start charging. And I can only put up like 500. I think it's 500 megabytes. I can only put up 500 megabytes of content, so I can only have 500 megabytes of content at the time. Is this interesting anybody? To be honest,
I don't know. Where are we going with this? Have we got anything interesting to say?
Do you want to discuss what happened with the show more? Do you reckon we can?
I think so, if we be respectable.
We're nice about it.
I'm just really hoping that... ha ha, ha, management, of course. You still think this is actually us, but no, this is just characters that we put on.
Yep.
But I don't think management would have listened this far.
The real us, we're nothing like these people that you're listening to.
Carl's actually a nice guy.
But anyway...
That's badass, who hangs out at Greaser Bars.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
The real us, you know? These are just characters we're putting...
Oh, yeah.
I get into fights and sleep around. The wussy
sort of awkward, dorky guys. Yeah, that's just characters that we put on.
Yeah.
I'm not awkward.
I'm not awkward.
Oh.
I'm a little bit wussy, but I'm not awkward.
We'll explain what happened. Someone actually listened to the show from management. We didn't think that would ever happen. But they
hoped it would never happen.
They heard it, and I got a call. Well, you see, the thing is, you can listen to this podcast. It's the Naughty Corner
episode.
In the Naughty Corner episode, Kyle said fuck.
Yep.
Really clearly on air.
I didn't think it was that clear.
Oh, it was clear.
It was clear, alright.
And then Shane said shit.
Well, I still couldn't hear you say that, Kyle, when I listened again.
Oh, we'll have to listen to it after, because my god, it is clear.
Maybe.
And then Shane said shit really obviously, and everybody heard that. And I was like, I'm so glad people don't listen to, like, the people in charge don't listen to this show, because that would be it. That'd be it. Show over.
I thought you'd let the big cunt out as well.
Oh, well, it wasn't a big one. I said it under my breath. But
I did not swear.
Yeah, Matty D was the only one who was sensible that night. But apparently. You see, the thing is, the next day I was at home, and I get a phone call.
Yep.
Hi, it's the president of the radio station here. We just wanted to have you come in tomorrow and talk about the content of your show. And automatically I thought, oh my God.
Yep, that's it.
That's finished. When I heard
about that, I was kind of proud. I was like, awesome, we're getting kicked out of community radio. This is kind of funny.
We're badasses.
Yeah, what a badass way to go out.
But you see, the thing is, these are the same people who are writing a reference for me for my, like, future career path, so that's not so good.
They're not writing reference for us, though, so it's
bad. No, we're not even a part of it, you know?
Yeah, but anyway.
I'd like to be.
I approved
my membership.
As soon as I got the call, you've been approved. As soon as I got the call, I sort of freaked out and sent you two a message saying, oh God, we're getting canned.
Guess who's not coming to dinner, I think it was. Yeah.
And neither of us understood what he meant either.
No. I'm like, oh God, this is my doggies. Hi, dogs. What are you up to? Oh, that's great. no one could probably hear that, but, you know, they will. Anyway, yeah, I was dreading the meeting the next day, and I was like, oh, I suppose we had a good run. Mm-hmm. It's just a shame we couldn't organize the end to the show.
Well, we would have done a podcast or something, I would have thought.
And we went down. We kept it going. Well, I went down, and they said, oh, look, you know, we've been listening to your show, and, you know, you're bringing other people onto the show that haven't been approved by management. It's not good that you're going against regulation, but we really like your show content. I think it's one of the best-sounding shows on the network. I was like, are you serious? And I said, yeah, we're really interested in keeping it going, but what you have to do first is make sure they're all members and they have to come in and shake the board's hand.
That's it.
Little smile and wave, and then the show continues. And I went, are you serious?
Knowing us, we'll fuck that up some way. We'll be like, oh, shake their face and smile. Slap
their hand.
Oh, no.
Come in, like, just chucking beer bottles around, going, hey, buddy, how's it going?
One of them's just like, oh, high five, and you slap them in the face. Or you're so edgy, like, you're so nervous, like, someone just comes up and touches your shoulder, and then you just punch him in the face.
Oh, poor Sue.
No. But, yeah, that was it. That's it. We're definitely going to continue, and it's not till late February that we'll be back on air and doing the regular show, and it's going to be better than ever because it's going to be legit. We can actually do...
It's going to be fully legit.
Yeah.
It's going to be too legit.
We're not
going to
be doing it against the rules.
Mm-hmm. Of course not. But yeah, that's. I think everyone needs to know that.
Yep.
I actually had an idea. I actually mentioned it on air, if you heard, on last night's radio show. But I said, look, if you're interested, if you're really a fan of the... I was about to say Midnight Express. If you're really a fan of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, contact FM 103.3.
Oh, yeah.
Send them an email and say how much you missed the show and why isn't it on anymore.
Please do.
And then that way they'll get the indication that it's a decent show and there's, you know, a market for it out there. And then, you know, they won't hesitate in bringing us back. I don't remember the email. I think it was...
Radio something.
Radio2GCR@live.com.au or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you can look it up on Google. But if you really are a fan and you want us to come back, just send them an email or give them a call at whatever the phone number is. I'll say it. No, we're not going to post any information like that. It's slanderous.
Because we don't do that enough.
So, Carl,
phone number is... Okay, so the phone number for the radio station is...
Did you say Dovin?
Dovin? Dove Soap Inn. The phone number for the radio station is 4822-1103. That's 4822-1103. And you just call when we're not on and say, hey, I missed that show. Could you tell management to bring it back? And don't be rude, or send them an email at whatever their email address was, radio2gcr@live.com.au. Send them an email saying how much you like the show, and we'll be back on before you know it.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Or you could just do what the whole listening audience regularly does and just does nothing. That's a message to all of you.
Don't insult our listeners.
No,
they're starting to do stuff now.
Like, yeah, I know. Yeah, it's only been a year.
I have a year?
A thing
now. If I get over 10 love tip questions when we go back on air, I will do my love segment in my underwear.
Please don't send in any questions.
I want over 10. I want to see if it'll happen.
Why not if we get over 10 love tips in one show? This is going to be an interesting promise to make.
Okay.
If we get over 10 love tips in one show, we will make a photo spread of Matty D in the buff with his little parts covered by something. Oh, and sent, you know, make a little calendar or something.
Good lord.
That would be hilarious.
Okay, all right. Well, let's make
maybe.
Let's make a guess.
It's not going to happen. Look, Matt, don't give me that face. It's not going to happen.
We'll make a guess who's coming to dinner nudie calendar.
Yes, that's absolutely right. All of us.
With the cats.
With the calendar cats. We will. Okay, if we get more than 10 love dips. Love dips.
Love
dips. Love tips with Matty D.
Is this involving lifestyles?
From
well?
Separate people. No. From separate people. We will make a guess who's coming to dinner nude calendar, including the calendar cats.
Yeah.
That will be hilarious.
What have I signed up for?
It'll be great.
It'll be great. Everyone will love to see.
It's not going to happen. This, no way. Do you remember that time that we said that you'd shave my head if we had 10 viewers on the TV?
Yeah, we got about four.
We got
max.
Four. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So you guys are going to... Your clothes are going to remain on, and the audience will remain unsatisfied or, in some cases, unscathed.
Yeah.
They'll
still
remain,
being able to see.
But they don't have to go see therapists.
Or the rapists, if you put a space in the wrong place.
That is so you.
And on that note, that has been the Guess Who's Coming to Dinner After Dinner Uncensored podcast for this week. The last week of January. 2012.
Yeah.
I hope you've had fun listening, and I hope it all worked out for you.
Yeah, and hopefully we don't have to make a calendar.
Yeah.
Hope you're preparing for the end of the world too.
Yep.
I'm keen. Why not? You gotta do.
Yeah, you know what? Screw it. Yeah, I'm keen.
I've been working out these days.
You have too.
I have.
He's not lying, people. He's been going to the gym.
It is amazing. He's got a six pack.
Don't overhype myself.
He's got a beer belly and he knows it. Anyway,
I've got a beer belly.
There'll be more podcasts coming like this in the next few weeks.
Fat and beer belly. Yo,
so keep downloading them.
Yes.
And so that's goodbye from me, Kieran.
Goodbye from me, Kyle.
And goodbye from me, Matty Dave.
And don't forget, the three of us together make
the good,
the bad,
and the Kieran. So keep listening.